Cologne Cathedral, Part 2. The slender nave of the Cologne Cathedral, which leads to the choir room, is the longest nave in Germany at 144 meters and is accompanied by two side aisles. In the crossing stands the modern bronze altar, which was created between 1960 and 1971 by the sculptor Elmar Hillebrand. Behind it is the choir stall, dating from 1308 to 1311, which, with its 104 seats, is one of the largest preserved medieval choir stalls in Germany, and where separate seats were reserved for the Pope and the Emperor. Around 1340, the choir screen paintings were created, on which 21 narrative representations are depicted. Above them are older choir pillar sculptures of Jesus, Mary, and the 12 apostles. In the center of the choir head is the high altar, which was consecrated in honor of St. Paul the Apostle. Behind the high altar rises the Epiphany Shrine, which, like a basilica, embodies the Trinity of God. This outstanding work of medieval goldsmith's art is 1.1 meters wide, 1.53 meters high, 2.2 meters long, as well as weighing 6 hundredweights, and was made on the orders of Archbishop Philip von Heinsberg in honor of the Three Wise Men. In addition, the bones of the saintly revered martyrs Felix, Nabor, and possibly Gregory of Spoleto also rest here. Every Cologne resident, and even non-Cologne resident, should have at least climbed the cathedral roof once. The way up is a bit tedious. To be able to climb to the roof of the cathedral with the audio guide, you must not be acrophobic and should be free of giddiness. The first queasy feelings might already arise in the elevator that takes visitors up to the platform at a height of 45 meters. Once at the top, however, you will be rewarded with breathtaking views.